This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
King Cyrus's declaration that the Jewish people could leave Babylon and return to their homeland seemed positive. But who exactly went? This time period is known as Shivat Zion, meaning the return to Zion. And there are two important facts to note. First, only two tribes actually got to return, Judah and Benjamin. The other 10 tribes, known as the Kingdom of Israel, were exiled hundreds of years earlier by the Assyrians and were not part of this return. Second, most Jews who lived then did not participate. They chose to remain in Babylon. In fact, Jewish tradition teaches that had the Jews returned to the land of Israel in droves, they would have built the temple and ushered in the Messianic era right then and there. But why did so many Jews miss this grand opportunity? The answer, I believe, in a word, is comfort. The truth is that Jerusalem was always the dream, but Babylon was their reality. For many Jews, it was simply easier to stay. Change, even for good, is not easy. It requires us, like Father Abraham, to leave our comfort zone and venture into the unknown. But there are consequences also for resisting change. It has been said that opportunity never knocks twice. And so next time you hear a knock at your door, run, don't walk, and answer it. This is Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. If you'd like to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you can record your prayer by calling 888-241-IFCJ.